they were dead against trade unionism in Sabah for some time. But the Excelsior shoe factory, they started, I think, in 1913 or thereabouts, and it was through the trade unions and the corporators started to form them, I believe, so I understand.
So
of course they had to be a trade union, and I became out of work in 1921, so I was out of work off and on for about 6 months, and I got a job eventually with the Excelsiors when they were on overtime. So that's how I got to know about them, and it was compulsory for me to join the trade union there, you see. So I joined the trade union, I think it was about 1924, I should say. So I became interested in the trade union then. When I got another job with Lawson Ward & Co., I continued working for him for a time, and I got very little jobs in between being out of work. So then I was a Sunday school secretary for quite a while, and a friend of mine, Mr. Marshall Russell, he says to me one day, he says, will you give a subscription to so-and-so? So I said, well, I really can't afford it. I said, I'm out of work. I wasn't at the time. So I'm very sorry about that. He says, I didn't know he was out of work. He said, I'll try and get you a job at New Boulder Burns, where he was a foreman. So that's how I got in there. And I never looked back after that.
And there was a union in New Boulder and Burton's, was there?
Yes, they did allow it, you see, because they were an offspring from the Excelsior. Mr. Newbold and Mr. Burton, they were amongst the people that started the Excelsior. So anyway, they started on their own. So I went to work for them. That would be about 1924. So anyway, the war came along in 1939, and the young man that was collecting the trade union at that time, he had to join up, you see, and he never returned. So some of my friends in the clicking department, one of them came to me and said, we'd like you to be the shop steward. Said, we know you're honest.
Had you taken a lot of interest in the union before then?
Not particularly, no. No, I was interested, but not a lot. So, anyway, this man came to me. It rather surprised me, because I didn't think they thought enough of me for that. But anyway, he came to me. He said, we'd like you to take it on, because we know you're honest. You see, they knew I was coming from the right family, you see. And I've been, as I say, Sunday school secretary, and they trusted me, which I was rather surprised at. But anyway, so I agreed to take it on, and then they nominated me for the trade union committee.
What did you do as a shop steward?
I had to collect all the fees from the men, which was, at that time I think was about a shilling a head. That went to finance the union, and if they had any illnesses, they got a certain amount of sick pay from the trade union, and various benefits like that. Almost like being in the National Health now.